I'm joined here by Neath Columba manager Brendan Doherty. Brendan, you're through to the intermediate final. You've got a big date coming up on Sunday against Malin. How's everybody feeling in the lead-up to this match?
Good. Looking forward to it. I think we said that our objective at the start of the year is getting here again and trying to right a bad wrong, and that's what we're doing.
It's been going well. You've been carrying a lot of momentum through, I suppose, in the knockout stages. You've had big games against Buncrana and against Red Hughes, where they've been topsy-turvy at times, but you're still standing.
Yeah, I think them two games actually had the same trend. We kind of found ourselves kind of, 6-7 up at some one stage, and then we kind of, we let them back in with bad goals. We never panicked in the other two games, and as you say, we just came out to the right side. But a wee bit of calmness, a wee bit of composure, maybe a wee bit of experience from last year and the journey that we're on, and I think we done all right to get over the line in both games. But look, it's not that we scare, but you need that every now and again.
Yeah, I suppose when looking through your team sheet, there are a couple of changes from last year. I suppose a big one is Philip Doherty is back after his cruciate injury, back in good time for you, and then the likes of Ryan Gillespie and Finn Gallagher have come back to the country. Was it hard to persuade them to come back?
No, they persuaded me, to be quite honest with you, and that's just the way. I wouldn't expect none of them lads, because they're huge Glenmen, down through the years, and I think it broke their heart last year being away in the final and maybe thinking that they could have done something about it. So they made up their mind that they were going to come back. I didn't make no phone call to them boys at all. That's just a testament to them boys how much they wanted to play for the club. And of course then Philip back too was huge, because he was missed last year. He really, really was missed last year, especially in the final.
Yeah, he's a real leader for you at centre half back, and he's come back in great shape.
Testament to himself, he'll do every last thing that he can. His attention to detail to get himself back has been brilliant altogether, and he is probably in the shape of his life now, because it was a bad injury he had, and he's playing well.
Yeah, and you have a couple of young lads in there too, Alex Cunha and Shane Callaghan. I suppose people would have seen them with the South West Donegal team and the Donegal Minors and under-20s over the last couple of years. They're young, they're athletic, and they know where the posts are.
Yeah, definitely. We've Alex and we've Shane, definitely. But there are both. We've a good spread of youth and experience in the side, So it's not really down to one or two young fellas. I think everybody puts in their shift, and that's the most thing that I'm happy with is actually the strength and depth of the squad this year. We've put actually 21 seniors to play championship, we can go into the reserves now at this stage when they're out. So we have a good squad of players, and it's something that we wouldn't have been used to down through the years in our club. So that's a huge thing for us here as well,
Yeah. So what about Malin? Have you been keeping tabs on them throughout the year?
No, I'm not going to dodge the question at all. I haven't really, because I think we've seen plenty of them last year. We played them three times last year, twice in the championship and once in the league. So we haven't come across them this year. But I watched a few back their games on the stream. That very, very impressive. Really, really dogged side. And I know that we're going to have to be at our very best to beat them.
Yeah. So it's two times your lads have come back to the losing dressing room on the intermediate final day, and perhaps not done themselves justice. Is there a steely determination that it's not going to be like this on Sunday?
Well, look, as I said earlier, I'm actually getting a lot of comfort in the way Termin have played this year and the way of what they've done this year, because we were one of the first teams to come on them. And look at how... The reason why we lost these two finals, because we weren't good enough. The team that we played against, Dunlow the first day out and Termin the second day out. The Termin were in a league champions this year. Dunlow were in a county senior final last year. We were nowhere near that level at the time. All we can do is just get a big performance and see where it takes us. And sure, look at these intermediate finals are very, very hard to win. And as we see, any one of seven or eight teams can actually win them. So a big performance is going to be needed.